When you begin to access a power, you start to have an awareness that it's absurd to believe that in a universe which has an intelligence behind it, that an accident could show up. Everything is a part of the perfection of it. Everything. There are no accidents in this universe. You came in when you were supposed to, you'll leave when you're supposed to. The children that came through you or didn't come through you are all part of that perfection. Questioning it, challenging it, all it does is keep you from accessing the ability to manifest and attract into your life what you really would like to have when you begin to question it. And when you ask, now the question always comes up when I talk about these kinds of things is, well, if there is a force, and this force is a part of the perfection and there are no accidents, at what point do I have a free will? And am I making any of these decisions? And Jung answered that question brilliantly. He said, at the same moment that you are a protagonist in your own life and you're making choices, you are also the spear carrier or the extra in a much larger drama. You are doomed to make choices. And that paradox is something you have to live with. Yes, you are making choices. Yes, you have the capacity to attract into your life virtually anything you want. And yes, there is an intelligence into which you can connect that can access virtually anything you put your attention on. And yes, it's all part of the perfection of the universe. Yes, both of those things you have to live with at the same time. You have to transcend those dichotomies. But I want to speak just for a few moments about what happens when you leave ordinary levels of awareness and you leave these lower energies. When you leave the energy of the solid, where all of your problems occur, when you leave that and move into this energy of spirit, wherein you only have love to give away, as I spoke about earlier, where your response to sadness is always a higher energy of joy, where your response to doubt is always a higher energy of faith, where your response to hatred is always the higher energy of love. When you practice what Francesco taught us in that very famous prayer attributed to St. Francis, what happens when you reach these higher spiritual energies is that you start to access something in which you can see it coming. And you get outside of yourself, as I just spoke about, and that is called intuition. And that intuition is available to you, that you can practice it virtually any time in your life, but you've got to get out of these lower and slower energies because it's not accessible there. It doesn't exist there. Problems exist there. Fear exists there. Worry exists there. Guilt exists there. Hatred exists there. Anger exists there. These are all lower and slower energies. And when you listen to the 10th principle, you'll see that they're not just lower energies, but they weaken us whenever we access them and whenever we use them. But when we get outside of them, we start to get out in front. And now I suggest to you, brazenly, that you don't have to have accidents in your life. That you don't have to have, you don't have to be a victim of crime in your life. That you don't have to live in a world of scarcity in your life. You don't have to. If you're willing to take responsibility for whatever acts of crime have come your way without guilt, if you're willing to and just say, I own them, they're mine, I've attracted it for some reason. If you're willing to say, I have had these various accidents and I've attracted that into my life, I don't understand why, but I know that it's mine. If you're willing to say that I've attracted the wrong people into my life, people who have abused me and victimized me, and I have taught people how I'm willing to be treated, and I'm no longer willing to do that, And so I'm going to send out a different attractor energy. If you're willing just to take responsibility without guilt, I underline it. I don't want any letters, okay? I underline it. You do not deserve any of it. You have not been punished for the things that have happened in your life. You just own them. They're yours because you can't get past them if you're waiting for something outside of you to change. You get past them by taking responsibility for them. Then what happens is you start seeing an accident coming. And many of you have had that experience. When you are in a higher frequency in your life, and you have an intuitive sense that, I know it's a green light, but I think I better stop. You know, a lot of heads nodding up and down.